stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
And I am trying to reach you, saith God. Turn now from your wicked and your evil ways, and come back to me, saith the Lord.
The times that you're living in are uncharted waters to man, for man has not been down this road before.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I looked up the word glory in my Bible search program, and it is in the Bible 383 times, 216 times in the Old Testament, and 167 times in the New. Personally, I like Matthew 6:2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. And Matthew 16:27, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 24:30 says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of the heaven with power and great glory. My, isn't that just glorious? To be continued. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. That was really uplifting, Sister Sharon. Thank you for sharing that with us. Praise the Lord, all our friends. As we expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth, the true truth, on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. So just think of what can be done if you partner with us. Please pray about becoming a WOW, Walk on Water Signs spiritual sponsor. The need is great. This one man, one woman ministry needs your help. Write Post Office Box 122 today, won't you? Bless you, my friends. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And I just wanted to mention here that our planning a move possibly to Texas does not affect this program, and your love gifts sent in to support it. They will not be used for our move. That's not what this program is all about. Gifts to Signs are used only to support this program. That said, if some felt in the Lord to send a gift or to help us find a place in Texas to move to, we would certainly be blessed and use it accordingly. Amen. We're doing our best to seek God for our possible move. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled Thinking Right. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The loins, my friends, was the place where the Hebrews thought the generative power or reproductive power resided. So when combined with the mind, as in this verse, the meaning was to be generative or productive in thinking. The mind being a faculty of understanding, feeling, and desiring, and of course, where our thoughts, either good or bad, can reside. The word gird means to encircle or fasten with a belt or band, which is a form of strengthening. So to gird up the loins of your mind is to strengthen your thinking, which empowers your actions. Grace then comes in the form of a reward for your actions, as in this case, the revelation of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So get right and get ready, our friends, for the day of the Lord is at hand.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
3:6.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Oh, says the Lord, I speak to you, I speak to the world. Do you not see the hand of mine upon man and upon the earth? Do you not see that the end times are here, that the coming of my Son is very close? Oh, I say unto you, look at the things that are happening around you, says your Father God. For I am causing the things that come upon the earth to wake up the people of the earth, to wake up my remnant, says God. Be ye warned by these things, says the Lord.
Come unto me now, says God. Taste and see, and know that the Lord is good. For the Lord will not give unto you anything that will be harmful. And know that the Lord is good.
My. The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand, our friends. Now, Tony in Indiana and Edwin in Pennsylvania have, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent in a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor this Wednesday night's program. Thank you, our friends, for supporting our Wednesday program. We sure do appreciate it. Father, I pray, Lord, you will bless those who help sponsor tonight's program. And please, Lord, touch those who can send help for March, Lord. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to the program tonight, Lord. Please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Now, our dear friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled Decipherer of Secrets. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Now here is part two of the Malachi prophecy.
Is Malachi describing the end of the Catholic Church or the end of the world? Is Peter the Roman the last pope who will follow the current pontiff, Benedict XVI? Some experts consider that since the motto is unnumbered, they are actually one and the same.
Saint Malachi claims that he had a spiritual experience one day, and while in a trance, God showed him all of the popes that would exist from his time until the last pope. Malachi was given a prophecy of 112 popes. And in these 112 popes, there were given signs, little clues as to the identity of each one, all 112. Well, the writings of Malachi were stored away in a vault by one of the popes for about 300 years. They didn't have printing presses in those days, so the possibility of circulating the writings of St. Malachi were very small. But when Gutenberg invented the printing press, all of a sudden someone printed the prophecies of St. Malachi. And as the prophecies of St. Malachi began to be known, people became very interested, and they started counting the popes. Well, several hundred years had passed by that time. However, 112 total popes from St. Malachi to the last pope. Well, what's in fact happening right now? Pope John Paul II, who just died in 2005, was the 110th pope. No wonder interest in the prophecies of St. Malachi are reviving right now. When the cardinals came to Rome to elect the 111th pope, an article appeared out of India the day before the election. A man said to the cardinals, "You must elect a giant spiritual leader. You must elect a pope that can appeal to young people. You must elect someone that can hold the church together." But he said, "There's one more thing you must pay attention to when you elect the new pope tomorrow in the Sistine Chapel. Make sure you don't elect a pope that has anything to do with the olive, because the clue for the 111th pope was the glory of the olive," whatever that means. Well, the conclave was held, the white smoke came out of the Sistine Chapel chimney, and the word went out, "We have a pope." When the identity of the pope was disclosed, it was Cardinal Ratzinger of Germany, and everybody thought, glory of the olive. Has nothing to do with it. I mean, you've never heard of a Ratzinger olive, I'm sure. And so everybody thought, surely not. This doesn't have anything to do with anything, even though he's the 111th pope. Everybody was interested, though, in finding out what his name would be that he would rule under. You know, when popes are elected, they don't rule under their own name. They take a name like Pope John 23rd or Pope Pius the 12th, the last one, Pope John Paul the 2nd. So everybody wondered, how will Cardinal Ratzinger rule the church? What name? Because when a man picks a name, it usually is indicative of something that means something special to him. Well, the announcement was made the next day that the Pope would rule under the name of Benedict XVI. And everybody wondered, what's that got to do with anything? Saint Benedict was the patron saint of Europe. He was a very powerful man, and he gave birth to a powerful order called the Benedictine Order. Well, the Benedictine Order has been powerful in the Roman Catholic Church for a long time, and it has a symbol. You may be interested to know, and by now you've guessed it. The symbol of the Benedictine Order is the olive.
On with the prophecy news behind the news. Texas plan to persecute police for enforcing gun laws aims to protect sheriffs, sponsor says. A Texas bill that would allow for the arrest and prosecution of law enforcement officers who try to implement certain new federal gun control laws is really aimed at protecting state sheriffs, said the sponsor during a television interview. It is not aimed at mooting any new federal laws to come regarding gun control. Rather, it's a targeted approach to protect Texas sheriffs who told the state they would flat out refuse to enforce certain new gun control laws announced by USA President Obama. Continuing. Once inconceivable, Republican leaders signed pro-gay marriage brief. In a move described by one scholar as inconceivable, just 2 years ago, 75 Republicans have signed the pro-gay marriage brief to be filed in the case of Proposition 8. A California law banning same-sex marriage. The nation's high court will hear arguments on that law in late March. Watchman comment, I told you there is no longer any difference between Democrats and or Republicans. Do you believe me now? Continuing. A report that I missed and I will give you right now because it's important says, radiation leaking from Iran's nuclear plant. Radiation is leaking from Iran's nuclear facility at Fordo, which suffered devastating explosions on January 21st, and the regime has ordered millions of antidote iodine pills from Russia and the Ukraine amid fears the radioactivity will spread. Many of the personnel who arrived after the explosion to assist with the cleaning at the site have been taken to a military hospital suffering from headache, nausea, and vomiting, according to a source in the security forces protecting Fordo. Watchman comment, I wonder about the truth of this. It may be much worse. However, this on top of Japan's leak and the world is about to glow and start ticking like a Geiger counter. My, oh my. Are you prayed up? You would better be. Are you saved? You would better be. Better start thinking very seriously. One source has revealed the number of confirmed dead from the explosion has already risen to 76. Continuing. Proposed Missouri law would imprison those who vote for unconstitutional gun control legislation. In a twist of the typical anti-gun legislation floating around in state houses around America and the nation's capital these days, a lawmaker from Missouri is taking a different track. Rather than criminalizing gun owners, he is seeking to criminalize fellow legislators who attempt to criminalize the state's gun owners. Representative Mike Lira, a Republican from suburban St. Louis, says he doesn't think his bill stands much of a chance of passing, but he's proposing it anyway to send a message, if nothing else. Continuing. Now, not just one, but six U.S. nuke waste storage tanks now leaking. At least six tanks containing radioactive waste are leaking at a site that was used to make Cold War-era bombs in the U.S. state of Washington. Authorities in the state are urging more federal help to clean up the site, which first produced fuel for nuclear bombs in World War II and closed down 25 years ago. Washington Governor Jay Inslee said that the extent of the leaks at the Hanford site was disturbing. My. Watchman comment, I told you this stuff would start happening in the U.S. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Debtor prisons popping up across America. While Wall Street banks are being rewarded billions in taxpayer-funded bailout money to recover from risky financial schemes, cash-strapped Americans around the country are being jailed for simply not having enough money to pay their bills. How do they do it? In most cases, lenders will secure a civil judgment against a debtor and summon them before the court for an examination of their assets. If they fail to appear, that's the key. A body attachment warrant can be issued for their arrest, and the defendant can be held indefinitely until the debt is paid. My. And this in my America? Oh, boy. Continuing. Bluefin tuna caught near California still have traces of Fukushima radiation. Almost 2 years after a natural disaster ravaged a Japanese nuclear plant, bluefin tuna that test positive for radiation poisoning continue to be caught off the coast of California. 23 months after a tsunami took the Fukushima power plant offline and triggered internal emergency, the effects of the disaster are still being felt thousands of miles apart. Monte Burke of Forbes magazine drew attention to a new study that showed the lingering damages caused nearly 2 years ago. My. Do you believe me now? I told you that they were lying, that this stuff is still happening. Continuing. DOJ, U.S. Department of Justice memo states, outlaw and confiscate all guns. The National Rifle Association has obtained a Department of Justice memo calling for national gun registration and confiscation. The 9-page cursory summary on current gun control initiatives was not officially released by the No Obama administration. The DOJ memo, downloadable as a PDF, states that the administration believes that a gun ban will not work without mandatory gun confiscation, according to the NRA. The memo stands in stark contrast to the administration's public stance on so-called gun control. White House spokesman Jay Carney said last month that laws proposed by the No-Bama would not take away a gun from a single law-abiding American. Watchman comment? Yeah, and if you believe that, he has a bridge in New York City, the Brooklyn Bridge, that he'd like to sell you. Continuing, Obama urges Supreme Court to strike down Federal Defense of Marriage Act. The Obama administration is asking the Supreme Court to strike down the federal law defining marriage as a union between only a man and a woman. Watchman comment, I warned before Obama's reelection that if Obama was reelected, there would be nothing to stop him to do anything he wanted to. If you are a Christian and you voted for Obama, shame on you. Also, the lawyers challenging California's Proposition B urged the U.S. Supreme Court to rule that gays and lesbians across the nation deserve an equal right to marry, ratcheting up the pressure on the Obama administration and the justices. My, oh my. Maybe we're going to have to paint America pink? Yuck. Continuing. USA President Barack Obama is tired of waiting for Congress to move on legislation to reduce carbon emissions, and his administration is poised to move forward on actions to do just that, including a move that will effectively eliminate the possibility of any new coal plants opening in the United States. Watchman comment, my. Another power grab by the Obama doing an end run around Congress to ignore U.S. law, proving Obama is a dictator. Continuing. Dictator Obama uses pending sequester cuts as excuse to release waves of illegal immigrants from detention centers. The federal government released groups of illegal immigrants from custody across America at the same time the White House was making its case that impending budget cuts would harm efforts to protect the border and enforce federal immigration laws. Advocates reported waves of illegal immigrants being released from at least 3 detention centers in Texas, Florida, and Louisiana. U.S. Immigration Customs and Enforcement confirmed the release of some illegal immigrants, but would not say how many or from which detention centers. Continuing. Surprise! Obama's paycheck exempt from sequestration. USA President Barack Obama won't have to worry about his paycheck if the spending sequestration included in the Budget Control Act that he signed into law in 2011, begins taking effect. Watchman comment, not to mention the exemption of No Joe Obama, senators and congressmen, they have no worry. It is the average paycheck-to-paycheck struggling Americans who have to worry. They have just changed the name to sequestration. As we all fall off the physical cliff, these elitists stand on top and laugh as America crashes. Do you remember me warning about this? Do you believe me now? Continuing. Now U.S. citizens can be kept in military installations indefinitely without trial, based on suspicion only. U.S. Supreme Court denies application to vacate stay in stop NDAA lawsuit. This means that the emergency stay, which was placed on Judge Forrest's injunction against Section 102.1 and indefinite detention, will remain in effect. Now we wait on the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruling. My, oh my. Continuing, Henry Kissinger, former Nixon-era Secretary of State, is saying if you cannot hear the drums of war, you must be deaf. Quote, the United States is baiting China and Russia, and the final nail in the coffin will be Iran, which is, of course, the main target of Israel. We have allowed China to increase their military strength and Russia to recover. Mr. Kissinger then added, quote, if you are an ordinary person, then you can prepare yourself for war by moving to the countryside and building a farm, but you must take guns with you, as the hordes of starving will be roaming, close quote. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Decipherer of Secrets. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs or send cash if you wish to remain anonymous, and then just leave your return address off. Do not forget to pray over it, for then God is able to get it through, isn't he? Of course he is. Amen. And please also pray for others to give as you have. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Signs spelled S-I-G-N-S. Post Office Box 122. Town is Lyle. Spell that L-I-S-L-E. State is New York. Abbreviate N-Y. Zip 13797. If God speaks to you, Sharon and I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support for March in Post Office Box 122 this week. And it always is a blessing to hear from our listeners. God bless you, our friends. We sure do appreciate you. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Decipherer of Secrets. Genesis chapter 41, verse 45, the first part. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zephnapanah, translation, Decipherer of Secrets. Joseph interpreted dreams and revealed their meaning to those around him, and so Pharaoh gave him the name Tzfanat-Panek, which means decipherer or revealer of secrets. Jesus, at his first coming, was the suffering servant, or otherwise known in Hebrew as Mashiach ben Yosef, also came revealing secrets, not as an interpreter of dreams, but as one who disclosed the secrets of men. Jesus' teaching consistently exposed the innermost thoughts of the heart, forcing them into the light, just like Brother Johnson, God's watchman, is called to do right now today on this program. As the living Word of God, Jesus' words were like a sword, cutting through deception and going straight at the motives of men, exposing sin through deep conviction. Jesus presents the opportunity for real and sincere confession. Jesus can then remove those sins through his atoning blood. Jesus' insight and conviction of his word are a gift of Yahweh to all believers. If he probes you in the secret places, it's only because he loves you so much and because he wants you to reveal his grace and power to cleanse you. Amen and amen. My dear listening friends, when you read God's word or seek him in prayer, Don't be surprised if you discover some of your own secrets that need to be dealt with, things that you may have even hidden from yourself. Jesus will reveal what he wants you to see, what he wants you to confess, and what he wants you to help change, and what he wants to help you change. Then, and only then, you will also discover a secret love he has waiting to show you. Hallelujah, my friends. So get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached altar call in a church service.
Right now, kill the lie and receive truth. Pray and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just pray, Jesus, forgive me for believing a lie. Come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin by the blood you shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Please forgive me and be the Lord of my life. Now I'm going to repeat that prayer for you. Yes, you. You who did not pray the first time, and this may be your last chance. You could die accidentally in the next few hours or go to hell. Pray this prayer right now before it's too late for you. Jesus, forgive me for believing a lie. Come into my heart. Cleanse me of my sin by the blood you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. Please forgive me and be the Lord of my life.
My dear friends, because this program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way it can stay on the air. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to give will be spoken of in just a moment. So get ready for that address. But first, please remember to tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR Worldwide Frequency 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. Saturday, 4840. Now, here's the address to write. S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Here are two letters sent to Post Office Box 122. God bless you. Support Wednesday program, Edwin, PA. Brother Johnson replies, thank you, my friend. God will bless you for your obedience to his touch. Amen and amen. We really appreciate you supporting Wednesday nights. And this letter, Brother Johnson, please accept this offering for the Wednesday night broadcast. I really appreciate you being there for Jesus' sheep. Bless you and Sister Sharon. Maranatha, Tony, Indiana. Brother Johnson replies, thank you so very much, our friend. Sister Sharon and I were blessed by your giving heart, and we pray Jesus blesses you right back in a very big way. Maranatha. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready. Give us a call. Let us know you're there. Tell us the state that you're listening in. That's all we really need to know. And what program, of course. Here it comes, very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, and for being here with us tonight on Signs International Radio, as we are there for you. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? Signs listeners are the very, very, very best, and we truly love to hear from you. Always remember, Signs Radio cannot stay on the air without your support. This is not some big ministry. This is Sharon and I and you. And also, remember, you are loved.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.